This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. This has been a difficult week, what with major fires, a major California bar shooting, and almost constant post-election bickering. So it's even more remarkable that the NRA had the audacity to attack American physicians. The NRA story started when a prestigious medical journal, the Annals of Internal Medicine, published a paper advocating for sound policies to eliminate firearm-related injuries and death. Their position was not unique to this one journal. It was not unique to just internal medicine doctors or just medical providers. In fact, thousands of medical and nursing and other health science students across the nation belong to SAFE, an organization that stands for Scrubs Addressing the Firearms Epidemic. These students are disgusted that our elected officials are unwilling to stop gun violence. The medical profession has a unique responsibility to focus on issues related to preventing death and disease. We need to speak out against gun violence just as we do for other preventable causes of injury and death. So when the NRA tweeted a response to the Annals article that said, quote, "Someone should tell the self-important anti-gun doctors to stay in their lane," unquote, most doctors found the tweet highly offensive. Dr. Mark A. Bell, a leading family physician and a professor of medicine at the University of Georgia, put it this way.
Well, this is very much our lane. Gun violence and preventing gun violence is, you know, the job of every physician, every primary care physician, pediatrician, ER physician. You know, we see the consequences of gun violence in our work. Preventing it is like trying to prevent drowning, trying to prevent bicycle accidents by telling folks to wear helmets, telling folks to wear seatbelts. You know, it's no different.
Doctors regularly engage in discussions with people around the dangers of keeping guns in the house, particularly in situations where there are children, people with mental illness or substance abuse, or others who are at high risk of harming themselves or others. We do this whenever there is research on how people can prevent injuries. What is different with guns is that in 1996, the NRA convinced Congress to bar the federal CDC from doing any research on gun violence. This draconian law was the NRA's backlash to an important study by the CDC done in the early 1990s. That study showed quite convincingly that bringing a gun into the house puts everyone at a much higher risk of injury. Well, the NRA lashed out. So now, 22 years later, the CDC can do research on drowning and seatbelts and lead toxicity, but it cannot do anything related to guns. Given the change in House leadership, it's long past time to overturn this ridiculous ban. Doctors can help prevent gun injuries and death. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.